In terms of evaluating how the arguments in the text are formulated, there are several specific strategies you can incorporate. First, you can interrogate the evidence. This entails considering what evidence is used and the ways in which it is used to build an argument. You can consider both evidence internal to the text you are reading as well as outside evidence. When considering evidence internal to the text, consider the way in which the author is deploying the evidence in service of their argument. Ask yourself, what do I make of this evidence and the way it is being used to support this author's argument? Do I find the author's argument convincing based on the evidence provided? When considering evidence external to the text you are reading, consider how this evidence supports or contradicts the author's argument. Sources of external evidence include other texts, personal experience, case studies, and the sort. Ask yourself, how does the evidence I've seen elsewhere, in another study, in data that I collected for a different project, in other articles that I'm reading, jive with the evidence and argument presented here? If they seem to contradict one another, why might that be? Is it a difference in the author's methodology, a different sample population, a biased interpretation, or something else? Beyond interrogating the evidence, you could also choose to explore the internal consistencies or inconsistencies within the text. For example, you could note where the author contradicts herself in the formulation of her overall argument, or alternatively note how careful the author is in limiting the scope of her claims throughout the text to a particular case or concept. In evaluating how the argument is formulated in a text, you could also consider the stated or unstated presuppositions underlying an argument. In evaluating the stated presuppositions, you could consider the validity of those presuppositions. You could also consider the theoretical consequences of those presuppositions. In considering the unstated presuppositions, your evaluation could work to uncover precisely what those unstated presuppositions entail. For example, you could analyze the text to determine upon what logic the author is basing his or her argument, and then consider the validity and consequences of those unstated presuppositions. In the Kahn and Middaugh article, for example, we noted their presupposition on page 116 that, quote, "A democratic society requires that citizens recognize their common interests and that they fully and openly discuss their differing perspectives on issues related to these common priorities," unquote. We could now also evaluate the conceptual and empirical validity of this assumption and consider its broader implications. There are two final strategies you can employ when evaluating the structure and formulation of an argument. You could consider what has been included and what has been left out of the formulation of the argument. This might include the glaring omission of a commonly accepted view in the field, or the neglect of particular demographic groups such as girls or immigrant children. Conversely, this might include the strategic inclusion of a fringe view, or careful consideration of the different life experiences of various group members. Lastly, in terms of evaluating the formulation of an argument, you could disaggregate the steps that went into building this argument. This includes taking a detailed look at the logic upon which the author built the argument. For example, consider the analytic steps the author takes to formulate her argument. What sub-arguments does she use to build up her overarching argument? Is this formulation valid?